We are joined by Anna Stormzand, an injury prevention coordinator from UNC Health, and James David from UNC Police. Anna, hello.
Hello.
James, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
They are from Safe Kids Orange and Chatham Coalitions. It's summer vacation right now, and a lot of people are spending longer in cars than they do in other parts, other times of year. But then we're also getting back to school when everybody's getting back into their routines where they'll be taking their kids around places. It really doesn't matter what time of year it is. Car seat safety is an important topic all year long. And I know as a parent, it can be kind of a stressful thing, like making sure that you've got your car seat in there properly and that the child is properly strapped in. So we're going to talk about some car seat safety tips, and here are some of the reasons why car seat safety is so important. So I'm going to start with David. Can you start us off by sharing some of the statistics related to child passenger safety so we can be reminded just how important this topic is?
So, the statistics alone will tell you about the seriousness and the importance of child passenger safety here in the United States. Looking back as recently as 2019, 608 child passengers aged 12 and under died in motor vehicle collisions, and about 91,000 were injured. In terms of looking at just UNC trauma and admissions to UNC hospitals, motor vehicle collisions are one of the leading causes of injury for children. And about 38% of those collisions are a situation in which the child was not buckled up at all, leading to, very serious consequences, very serious injuries. About half of car seats and booster seats aren't even installed correctly, which is why a lot of the community education we do just on proper installs are so important. What car seats actually do for us is they reduce the risk of injury in a crash by about 71 to 82% for children. Booster seat use reduces the risk of injury by 45% for children's age 4 to 8. So just these basic steps of car seat safety and proper car seat installation can have a real dramatic impact on the frequency of injury that we see in children on the roads.
So it's very important that you're doing it right. Anna, when we're talking about how children should be riding in the car, we're talking about actually getting them in there properly, whether that's rear facing or changing from a car seat to a booster seat or whatever that is, what's some place that people can go as a resource for this information to figure out what they should be doing with their kids in the car?
Yes, and two resources that I always recommend are buckleupnc.org as well as safekids.org. It's very clearly spelled out. Step-by-step, age-appropriate resources that you can go back to over and over, because this will always change throughout the life of your child. Just as soon as you got that age, you need to look at what's going ahead. So those are great resources. Other resources that most people don't realize we have are what called child passenger safety technicians, or CPS techs. We have 7 sites in Orange and Chatham that we'll talk about a little bit. But there you'll find folks that are certified in child passenger safety that can look at a car seat, say, hey, did I put this in right? Or it doesn't feel right? Or my child's getting a little bit older? Or my child's having a hard time? You can make an appointment. Some places even have drive up, no appointment necessary. So we can talk about those a little bit. But that's a really good resource for parents, for families, for adults, to make sure that you have the correct fit for your child.
Excellent. So we obviously want to make sure that the kids are in the car seats properly for safety reasons. But James, you're with the UNC Police Department, so let's talk about the legality of it. If your kid's not in the actual car seat properly, that could be a legal issue, right? Can we talk about what those laws actually are?
Certainly, absolutely. So the basic law is what we often call 8 years old or 80 pounds. So if a child is 8 years old, they can, by the rule of the law, can start riding in the seatbelt that you and I would be using. Or if they're over 80 pounds, they can do the same thing, start riding the seatbelt that you and I are using, sitting in the same seat. However, it's not really related to best practices. And so while we are talking about the legality of it, we definitely would spend a lot of time talking about what is actually going to provide the most benefit. And in addition to the legality, we have the North Carolina Child Passenger Safety Law, which requires children under the age of 16 to ride in some sort of a properly fitted car seat, booster seat, or a seat belt. Again, just depending on the appropriate height and size of the child. Violation of either of these laws would be a similar traffic ticket that you would get for speeding or running a red light or running a stop sign. And so many of us have probably been in those unfortunate situations and the expense associated with any sort of citation. And so those are the basic legality laws that we are dealing with and that we are trying to pay attention to when we're doing much of our community education.
We are visiting with James David from UNC Police and Anna Stormzand, who's an injury prevention coordinator with UNC Health. And Anna, in your role at UNC Health, part of that role is to inform the community of resources available to them, particularly when it comes to child safety. And I know that getting a car seat can be intimidating and expensive. So are there any places where people can get assistance with that?
It's a learning curve. I just got my technician certification, and it's a lot to learn, but there's a lot of great resources in the area. So there are 4 sites in Orange County and 3 sites in Chatham, and we are growing these sites as we speak, where anyone can make an appointment to have a car seat check. In addition, we are running a free community car seat program right now. So the places I'll list are Chapel Hill Fire, Carrboro Fire, Orange County Department of Social Services, and Orange County Sheriffs. They all have free car seats available to families, adults that are in need of a seat. There's no questions asked. You just say, I need a seat, call up, make an appointment, and they can fit you for numerous types of seats, from infant all the way to boosters. Same with Chatham. We have the North Chatham Fire Department, the Siler City Police Department, and the Chatham County Public Health Department in Siler City. They all have technicians and free seats available and waiting for someone to call. In addition, Carrboro Fire and Chapel Hill Fire, they just do Saturday seat checks. So Station 1 in Carrboro does it from 9 to 11, and then Station 2 from 12 to 2 on Saturday. So you can just drive up. No appointment necessary. Chapel Hill does this at Fire Station 2 on Saturdays from 2 to 4. So really great resource for families. And we can make it work. We know families, people are very busy, so if we need to do after hours, these technicians are there to make things work for families.
Excellent. And I know particularly when you have your first child and you're putting that baby in the car seat the first time, it's really hard to convince yourself that you've done it right, even if you have. So I can see how that would be very useful for,
yes,
particularly for a new parent. But, you know, anytime you get a new car seat or transition into a booster or anything, it helps to have another set of eyes on it.
Definitely.
So we're almost out of time, but before we wrap up, is there anything else either of you would like to share about child passenger safety in our community?
And, you know, I would like to point out the existence of the Child Passenger Safety Diversion Program that we have here in Orange and Chatham County. You know, we talked about the legal laws behind many of the child passenger safety issues on the road. And the diversion program exists to, one, recognize that mistakes happen, either for a lack of access, a lack of knowledge. Some folks just aren't in compliance with some of these laws. And, you know, the ultimate goal of a citation is to change behavior, to prevent future violations. And so the diversion program provides participants who have been charged with a violation of a child passenger safety law a chance to learn more about the importance of a car seat, of a proper install, of proper car seat selection. Once an individual has attended this program, their citation, either in Orange or Chatham County, will be dismissed by the district attorney. So this has been a great partnership, recognizing the challenges of access and knowledge for many communities in the two counties, and providing an opportunity for us to educate instead of punish to prevent future violations.
All right, we're just trying to keep people safe, not trying to punish anyone. All right, anything else to add, Anna?
Yeah, just what we always say is having the right car seat at the right time with the right fit for your child's size and age. So when in doubt, check out buckleupnc.org or safekids.org, or even visit tarheeltrauma.org. Those are really great resources to find out, hey, am I doing the right thing right now, given all those circumstances? When in doubt, look at those stickers. They seem overwhelming, but look at those stickers on those car seats, and you're going to want to have your child in those seats to the very maximums. You don't need to transition until they hit that maximum height or weight.
All right. Thank you both for joining us this afternoon with such helpful information, and thank you for all the hard work you do to keep kids in our community safe. You can visit safekids.org and buckleupnc.org to learn more about child passenger safety. James and Anna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.